Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio, your unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money. Listen in now and learn exactly what it takes for you to get the most out of this new real estate boom. And, of course, Julie and I are your hosts for today's show. And, Julie, I know you're on because I just clicked you in, so welcome back.
Yes, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yes. So we have a jam-packed show today, but first of all, I want to start out with an announcement. We have surpassed our goals, and we have now got 25,000 regular listeners. So congratulations, and thank
awesome.
You for all of us who have tuned in to our radio show. Most of you guys are listening on replay, but fact is we really appreciate the audience. We really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to help you take the advantage of this new real estate boom. And guys, a lot of you, I know, have been questioning whether or not we're right about calling this a new real estate boom. So I've done a little homework in preparation for you doubters, those of you who are still fence sitters, that this is not indeed the best real estate market of all of our real estate careers. I have proof. Here it is. I'm pulling up the report. You guys can find this on realestateinsidernews.com, which is our blog. So it's a video from CNBC, and the information that was released today said U.S. home sales rose in April when the supply of properties in the market increased, suggesting the housing market was regaining its footing. National Associations of Realtors said on Thursday existing home sales increased 1.3% to an annual rate of 4.65%, marking the second increase in sales in 9 months. So I'm going to give you guys a little window into the future to what's going to happen. The rather slow existing home sales for the first quarter are already forgotten about, way in your rearview mirror, and that happened because of the crappy winter that most of the market and most of the countries experienced. Now what's happening, as we told you it would, we are definitely going to regain the momentum that 2013 had, and it is our expectation, our prediction, that over the next 12 months, maybe into the spring of next year, we're going to see more home sales that happened than even in all of 2013. The bottom line is, whether you know it or not and whether you're participating or not, we are in a new real estate boom. Accept it, embrace it, learn what you have to do to make the most from it. So, Julie, I know you've been on the phone all day with your coaching clients. Any interesting stories from your coaching students?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Sometimes things all trend the same way. Like, I'm sure you've noticed that. You'll have a round of calls, and they'll all kind of go together. Like, everybody's seemingly experiencing the same thing. So I have noticed more international deals happening. Certainly, you know, we always hear about Chinese buyers in Las Vegas and stuff like that, but I'm hearing, like I had a call with a great agent in Florida today. She's doing lots of business with people from the UK. She had said during the recession that mostly dried up for her. So she's doing lots of deals with the UK and Wales. There's a lot of Irish clients moving to Vegas. So, you know, lots of international action, which has to be a great indicator of the market heating up, that it's not just local buyers. It's, you know, more interest in real estate in the U.S. in general is always a good thing. So I thought that was an interesting trend that I was hearing. Of course, the question is how to take advantage of that and make sure that our coaching clients are the ones doing those transactions. And that's just the types of things that we talk about on our coaching calls.
That's right. You know, and I have to say, I had a free coaching call with someone who enrolled, and it was a fun call because we're getting a lot of these, you know, and I know, Julie, I have no idea how this is happening. I suppose it's because we work with all the Bravo guys and all that, but, you know, we're getting a lot of these folks that are coming from, so this realtor in particular is working with Bono, and he's working with Jay-Z and Beyonce, and he's got several listings for over $20 million, and he's got international listings. And we're taking on more and more folks that are working in international markets and these huge ticket real estate transactions. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting because that really tells you that
it's
the
really
market
fun.
Is taking off again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I know. It's great. Certainly great times to be in the real estate business. So a quick reminder for all of you who did not listen to yesterday's radio show or have not listened to it in replay yet, you want to go back and listen to it for sure, because what Julie and I did is we broke down for you what your next 6 months, your June through December business plan should be. We gave you the broad strokes. We put the thoughts in process. Hopefully it'll help you to get into action to make a very clear, concise plan for the next 6 months. And I'm going to say this, and I mean it with all sincerity, if your year has started out only marginally, you still have time to turn it around, but you don't really have that much time. Truthfully, your year is going to essentially, if you don't have your butt in action and your business making money for you, probably over the next 90 days, you're going to miss this year. So please, please do something about it. Otherwise, you're missing the best real estate market that probably any of us have experienced in the last 7 or 8 years. We get a lot of calls and emails from you guys asking us for who to use for your postcards, who do you use for your expired listing service, your for sale by owner listing service, who do you use for an email follow-up campaign, who do you use for a website designer, who do you use for all these types of services. And so what I've done, and I've been accumulating over the last month or so, asking all of my private one-on-one students and Julie's as well, who they use, and then we are basically writing down the list of companies, and we're going to make a preferred vendor list. Now, I'm going to mention all the names of these companies, and we're going to give you some names and obviously some web addresses and also tell you what they do, but you're going to have to write them down. So make sure you're taking notes. There's probably about 50 of them. I'm going to go through them relatively quickly. Again, these are companies that our existing students work with. We don't have any financial relationships with any of these companies, but a lot of you are looking for the service providers that will help you build your business, and I think this list will get you started. So we're going to get to that list as soon as we come back from a quick commercial break, and when we come back, make sure you're ready to take notes, because we are going to go through all this relatively quickly, and this is what we call the Tim and Julie Harris Preferred Vendor List.
Is coaching right for you? And how can I guarantee it will work for me? Chances are you are asking yourself those questions right now. I'll answer those critical questions for you in just a moment. But first, let's be honest about something you may have always suspected. You've probably always known that the nation's top 1% of realtors, you know, those millionaire agents you see on TV, they possess a secret knowledge that the other 99% of agents do not have. Where did they learn what they know? And more importantly, how did they learn how to put this closely guarded information into money-making action? It's simple. They have a coach. Not just any coach. The nation's Mega Millions top 1% of the realtors know that in order to maintain their almost unfair advantage, that they must have their own personal coach, a proven, market-tested coach who has truly walked in their shoes, a coach who has worked with many of the nation's leading agents. At this point, you're probably ready to maybe try coaching. However, you don't want to be unfairly locked into a long-term ball and chain that coaching contracts can give you. It just makes sense that you should be able to try it before you buy it. Even more importantly, you want to have a coach who is the best of the best, not someone who is simply assigned to you or, even worse, has never sold real estate. Can you imagine? If this is you, I have something for you right now that is exactly what you have been looking for. For the next 48 hours, Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching is offering you a free coaching call. This is a real coaching call with a real Tim and Julie Harris coach. Now, while you are thinking about it, why don't you visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Once again, that is freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Now, let's be clear. This exclusive coaching opportunity is only available for the first 50 realtors who are stone cold serious about their real estate business and know that in order to succeed at the highest level, they must hire a coach. So don't wait any longer. Take action now and visit us again at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Thanks so much. See y'all soon.
Okay, we are back. Now, the important thing is you guys write notes. And like I said, there's a lot of ground to cover on today's show. We only have about another 20 minutes. So I'm going to start out with the names of the companies that you can, I know you guys will like this, buy leads from. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying we obviously don't advocate buying leads, but if you're going to buy leads, the way to do it is off a referral fee. So, in other words, Julie and I were still active agents, we were sending you a listing referral, it would be customary for us to expect a 25 or 30% or less referral fee, right? So there are companies out there that will provide you leads for a referral fee, and in my mind, that's fine. So if someone's going to send you a referral for a reasonable referral fee, then perfect. Buying leads with, you know, all the other ways that agents are doing it, especially buying buyer leads, waste of time. So the focus of what we're going to give you here is the companies that we know will send you leads and listing leads at that, and they do charge you a referral fee opposed to some sort of Mickey Mouse fee. All right, here we go. AgentPronto.com, AgentMachine.com. This next one is not as direct, but it still works. 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com, 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. Next up I have ZBuyers.com. I've had a couple of my students recently mention to me ZBuyers.com. Never talked with them, don't know anything about them, other than some students say they're getting business from it. Boomtown, which is starting to get into the listing end of things, but they've been historically providing buyer leads. But Boomtown is another one I hear good things about from some of our students. Now, these next ones are harder to get into, but worth pursuing. DaveRamsey.com. You guys know Dave because he's been one of our superstars. And the way it works with his program, basically, is it's called the ELP program. So you explore that. Just go to DaveRamsey.com, and on the right side, I believe, of his website, you're going to see there's this preferred vendor thing, expert local provider list. Click on the real estate tab, and then you'll see how it works. And I believe there's another button in there that you can click if you want to apply to be an ELP. Glenn Beck, who you guys might also know from Fox News, he's also a syndicated radio talk show host guy. He is about to start his own Dave Ramsey-style ELP program. I don't have any information on how you can go about participating in that, but I understand it's going to work the same way where there's going to be referral fees attached to the transactions, and they're all going to be listing leads. For the majority of them are going to be listing leads. So definitely want to look into that. All right, Julie, any others that you have written down that you can think of that will be reliable
lead providers?
Those
are definitely the big ones.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I tell people, too, sometimes, especially on the first several, occasionally they will hear that we already have agents in your zip code, so I tell them, all right, let's think out of the box. What's the zip code next to the zip code that you wanted?
There you
and
go.
Let's expand your horizons a little bit. And sometimes they'll put you on a wait list, call and follow up, be the one that follows up, that kind of thing. Because most of these companies do actually check and monitor that you are indeed doing a great job with the leads that they're sending you. So, you know, it's possible that there's an agent that's in front of the line from you that's going to drop the ball or retire or get out of the business or what have you. So, you know, don't get frustrated if it's not exactly what you think you're signing up for. In most cases, you're going to be fine. You're going to be successful with all of these companies. So this is one of those times where it's not just choose one of them. Why not do all of the above? Expand your spokes. And I'm with you, Tim. If somebody's sending an actual closable lead, that's completely different than, quote, buying leads, right? This is something that's actually closable, and it makes sense that you would pay a referral fee on an actual real closing.
That's right. So back to the list. I actually wrote down another one. I forgot to tell you guys this one. ForeclosureRadar.com, and they will provide you leads for your folks that are in default, your notice of defaults and all that. So ForeclosureRadar.com is a good one. All right, and I am going to mention, just because some of you guys are still doing this, Zillow and Trulia for buyer leads. But again, honestly, if you never do business with those two companies, it'll be just fine, unless they start sending better quality leads and they start, you know, frankly, being a little bit more even-handed when they're doing business with you guys. I would suggest you not do business with them. Okay, next on, we move to talking about your expired in FSBO leads, expired in for sale by owner leads. So a little heads up to all of you, especially those of you who are planning on taking next week off. Don't, because it's going to probably be one of the best weeks in the entire year to prospect, especially expireds. Why? Because we know at the end of every month and the first day of the following month, that's when you have your peak of expired listings. Most agents set their listings to expire the last day of the month and the first day of the following month. So what's happening next week? We have a holiday on the last day of the month and the first day of the month. Everybody will be home, and your competitors won't be working. It's perfect, isn't it? So you'll have a ton of expireds. You'll have a lot of owners home, so they'll be easy to reach, and you won't have a lot of competitors that are actually trying to call them as well. The extra cool thing is when you list them this time of year, you still have arguably the best few months ahead of you to get them sold versus, say, taking an expired listing in the middle of the winter when obviously there's fewer buyers out there, so it's harder to get these properties sold. All right, so remember, this week, or this weekend going into next week, one of the best times of your entire year to pursue expired listings. Please remember we told you that. Now, here's what these companies do, the ones I'm about to rattle off. They will actually go into your MLS. They'll search out who the new expired listings are. They'll make sure they haven't been relisted. Sometimes they provide market data in terms of, like, you know, the mortgage balances and all that good stuff. But the fact is, the beauty of these services is they give you the information so that when you turn on your computer in the morning, you don't have to go to your MLS to search for the phone numbers, or, you know, go to your MLS to search for the new expires and go to some other software program to search for the phone numbers. These companies do all that research for you. Yes, you heard me correctly. They will pull the phone numbers for you. Some do it better than others depending on the market that you're in. All right, here we go. Leadsenders.com. The next one, I should have organized this better. Leadsenders.com is the first one. The next one that I wrote down is theredx.com, theredx.com. Let's see. Landvoice.com. Let's see. Looking for more. I think there was another one, Julie. What am I forgetting?
Warnox. Let's see. I think, I mean, between Landvoice and the Red X, they should be set on that.
Landvoice, Red X, and Lead Senders. Okay, so now, next up. Again, I have to talk quick, guys, because we don't have a lot of time. So a lot of you are going to realize that, hey, Tim and Julie, this expired thing, this is for me. I can make a fortune because I can see that the market's shifting like you guys have been telling me, and I see that there's going to be a lot more opportunity for me to pursue expireds as the market starts to, you know, move back towards a balanced market. Obviously, the days on the market's going to extend. Agents who aren't paying attention are going to have their listings expire, and you're going to be able to, you know, validate what I'm telling you is true, that towards the end of the year, really realistically in another 60 days, you're going to start seeing the expires increase in every market. So you're going to take this expired thing as a huge opportunity, see it for what it is, and you're going to want to take your calling and your prospecting to the next level. You're going to want to consider getting an auto dialer. Now, the cool thing about the next two companies I'm about to mention to you is that they will absolutely work with your lead providing company. So, Julie, can you explain to them how Mojo works and how Mojo Sells works and how the other company, Vulcan 7, works, please?
Basically, they are auto dialing for you to increase your efficiency. So if your goal is to have actually 10 real conversations, it takes away your ability to procrastinate, is basically the best part of it. It dials until I get somebody to answer, you do your script, you're ready to go, instead of you procrastinating, sitting at your desk, getting ready to get started to someday possibly dial the phone. Make sense?
That's right. So these guys will actually keep track of, you know, they'll auto-dial it for you. The vision is that you're going to be standing in front of your desk. Yes, I said standing, not sitting. You're going to have your headset on. You're going to be dialing the phone. The scripts are going to be in front of you. Mojo, Vulcan 7 does the dialing for you, actually keeps track of the statistics. So you don't actually ever have to stop to dial the phone. Why do we want you to do it that way? Because obviously you'll do it quicker and you'll do it more efficiently. That is the whole point. If you want to take your business to the next level, One of the best and easiest things for you to do, especially going into the rest of this year, is learning how to work with the folks that already have their hands up in the air, and that would be the expireds and the for sale by owners. Now, a special note to our existing coaching students. Julie and I have been working on updating all of our expired and for sale by owner scripts. All of our expired and for sale by owner scripts are being replaced now. So you want to log in to the website, and you definitely want to download those new scripts. We're giving you new updated objection handlers. We're giving you new updated everything, really. Why did we change everything? Because so many of you guys are realizing that in order for you to feel comfortable using a script, it has to be shorter, to the point, and highly effective. And that's what these are going to be. That's what these scripts will allow you to do, feel confident quicker, opposed to some long-winded script that's going to take you 10 minutes to get through. We want you to internalize the scripts and personalize the scripts, and these will actually get you an advantage in that direction. So those of you who are hearing in your marketplaces who are not our existing coaching students, you know, you're the 10th person to call, and you're saying the same thing that the 10 other realtors before you said. Well, guess what? It's because you guys are all using the same worn-out 1970s-style cold calling scripts that obviously don't work anymore. So existing coaching students, I'm hoping that after today, everything's going to be on the website. Jump on there, download, and really, I want you to share with me your successes from the new scripts, especially those of you who are calling the expireds starting next week. So I'm very excited that all of you guys are going to have fresh scripts. No one's going to say, I've heard this script from 10 other realtors before, and the feedback so far from my early testers are they are stunned and amazed that they can set an appointment after typically just 3 questions. So spending less than probably 2 minutes on the call, they're able to set appointments. So, again, existing coaching students, ditch the old scripts, use the new scripts. Those of you who are not a coaching student, hey, guess what? This is your time to enroll. All right, next up, mailers. Some of you guys want to do direct mailers, and that's fine. There's one company. I know there's more companies that do this, but there's one company in particular that we like, sendoutcards.com. I'll suggest to you that if you're going to be doing any direct mail cards announcing a new listing, that you want to send out a card for a sold listing, not a listed listing. So sendoutcards.com is very cool because it allows you to update your own designs, update picture, you know, upload pictures of the house, the prices, information about, you know, how long it took you to sell it, list to sell price ratio, all that cool marketing stuff. So if you're going to do direct mail, consider sendoutcards.com. Again, that's a company that we used a long time ago, and Julie's got another one. Julie, what's the name of that one?
It's printerbees.com, P-R-I-N-T-E-R-B-E-E-S, B-E-E-S.com, like the insect, printerbees.com. So why do we love them? Well, all you do is you go to their website, you click on real estate. They've got short sale postcards, FSBO postcards, for sale by owner follow-up postcards, farming postcards. They're very well-designed, high-quality, four-color, you know, thick card, and you have a small card or a large card. Very easy to use. Our students love them. So printerbees.com.
And the cool thing about those guys, too, is they got have a lot of the they have some good marketing on them, too. They have a series of postcards for, like, for sale by owners. They have a series of postcards for folks that are underwater on their houses. So there's a lot of really
You know what else they have? Sorry to interrupt. I just had a light bulb.
No worries.
They have some great what we call wanted ads or wanted postcards for when all you guys are always complaining all the time, I got so many buyers and not enough inventory to sell them. So you targeted a specific neighborhood that your buyer wants to buy in. You use their targeted wanted postcards to ferret out the next listings that are to come up. So those are really well done as well.
So
and again, at Printerbees.
A lot of you guys have heard us rail against any kind of follow-up systems. The reason is because you guys spend too much time trying to make an unmotivated buyer or seller into a motivated buyer or seller by sending them updated CMAs automatically or by sending them buyer leads automatically or whatever else is. The one follow-up system we do advocate is Happy Grasshopper. Can you talk about that, Julie?
Yeah, Happy Grasshopper is great, and they're very inexpensive for what they do. This is an automated, so you kind of set it and forget it once you have uploaded your past client database with their email addresses, professionally done, copywritten emails that are automatically going out to your past client and center of influence list. So this is not to all-out replace your communication, but it is to supplement and automate as much as possible your communication with your past client database. And I believe, I'd have to double check the pricing, but I think it's up to 500 emails for $19 a month, and they will automatically email as frequently as every 3 weeks. And it's really great stuff. And, you know, what's funny is, you and I both get tons of junk email all the time. Okay,
right.
But, you know, it's not unusual for me to just click on, I don't know it's a Happy Grasshopper email, but it's intriguing sounding, you know?
Yes,
and so
exactly.
I'll click on it, and it's always from one of our students who has me on their Happy Grasshopper list. And it's something that can be like a two-minute, it's not particular to real estate. It's a human interest story. It's a cute video. It's something that your past clients can goof off for 2 minutes at work and not get in trouble for watching, right? And then they email you back and they go, hi, that was a great video. Thanks so much for sending that. Then you call them back and reconnect. It causes what I call reverse prospecting to happen.
It's annoyingly effective. That's the truth.
It is annoyingly effective.
Because I'll get the emails too, and I'll think it's one of my students sending me a personal email, and then what do we find? I open it and I recognize, oh, I know what it is. It's a Happy Grasshopper email.
Got you again.
But it is really, really effective. You know, and I think Julie, they have some sort of, well, it's cheap, but they have some sort of sign-up fee now that they didn't have before. Someone told me that it's like $1,200 to sign up. So, guys, if you don't have the cash flow for them right now, well, then don't. Just wait until you do. But the reality of it is that's really a very effective way to keep an email your centers of influence and past clients. So there are a couple other categories, but we're not going to have time to talk about them. Existing coaching students, I'm going to mention this last one just because I'm tired of getting the questions, if you want to know the truth, about what website you guys should use. You know, a lot of you guys are really believing that you need to spend ridiculous amounts of money on some website. So here are my suggestions in this order. If your broker has a great website, like a lot of our New York City agents, their brokers have phenomenal websites. Same with the LA agents. If your broker provides a website, use theirs. Save the money. If not, my suggestion is to never use a templated website ever, 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 like the one that Top Producer provides or like the ones that some of you guys have been using forever. The technology that you're looking for, and write this down, is called interactive. You want an interactive website, and all that means is it works on different devices. So it'll work on a smartphone. It'll work on an iPad. You know, think about this. How many of you guys right now are listening to this radio show on your iPhone, on your iPad? Well, I know statistically it's like 90% of you. Your potential real estate clients will also be visiting you from a mobile device. You need an interactive website. So here are your keywords. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. I'm going to tell you exactly how much it will cost. I can't oversimplify this because it's so easy. There's a, I'll call it a website format called WordPress. I want you to go to Google, and I want you to put in WordPress. These are your keywords. WordPress real estate agent website or WordPress luxury real estate brokerage website. You guys get the idea. Don't say the word website. Say theme. That was a key word. So you want to say, for example, again, you're going to say real estate agent WordPress theme, something along those lines. And you are going to be stunned and amazed how many different completed websites there are out there. And it's like basically buying blueprints. These are done, designed, ready-to-go websites. And then what happens is you choose the website that you like, choose the features that you want it to have, choose the look you want it to have, and then buy it. And the website will cost you usually less than $100, most of them around $75 total. Next, I want you to go to odesk.com, Odesk, Oxygen, you know, odesk.com, and I want you to essentially post the job, unless you know somebody, which you probably do. If you don't know somebody that can put up a WordPress theme website for you, go to Odesk and post a job. And the job description is really simple. WordPress expert needed for implementation of real estate brokerage WordPress theme. And that's basically it. And then Odesk will give you suggestions on how much you should pay. Generally speaking, you can make a WordPress theme website live for a couple $100. That's it. Total. Now, you're also going to want that person that you hired to set up the website for you to also set up your hosting, and they'll explain to you what that costs, but typically it's $20 to $30 a month. Your total complete, out-of-pocket expense for a brilliant-looking, beautiful, interactive, cutting-edge website will be, what, $300, maybe, probably $250. That's all it should cost you. Now, over time, you can make it better. You can add what's called WordPress widgets. You can add an IDEX search tool if you choose to. You can add lead capture. You can add all kinds of different things. But the first stage of getting the website up is very simple. You also want to consider having some professional pictures taken to put up there, that type of thing. But again, don't waste too much time on this. And you can have a website made live if your broker doesn't provide you a really nice interactive style website. Remember, I just told you what interactive meant. If he doesn't provide that, no worries. You can go ahead and basically buy your own. And it's very simple. What should your URL or the name of your website be? A question a lot of you also ask me. Always your name. Your name. If your name is taken, if it's like John Smith, and of course that's been bought a long time ago, consider John-Smith. The URL matters less for the sake of search anymore, but maybe John Smith Real Estate, John Smith Real Estate and Management, something like that. So just don't be overthinking what the name of your website should be. It should always be your name. That way you won't have to say, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Tim Harris. Oh, what's my website name? It's, ABC Homes. You want to say timharris.com. Get it? Julie and I own timandjulieharris.com, and we have owned that since, I believe, 1997. So that's an old, old URL. Be creative. Also maybe consider having the website named after your local town. We owned newalbanyohio.com when we sold real estate in New Albany. Anyway, this is a whole separate conversation. By the way, tomorrow's show is going to be hosted by our own CTO, our Chief Technical Officer, Tim Ventura, because he's been receiving a lot of calls and questions from you guys about your technological challenges and issues, a lot of the things I was just talking about. And he's going to go through, I think, a list of the top five questions that he gets from agents about how to basically employ technology in their businesses, mostly basic stuff, but he points you in the direction of really taking your learning to the next level. So that is our list of preferred vendors. Coaching students, of course, this is going to be published on the website with all the links and all the additional information. Make sure you log in and download it. So when you're deciding where you want to build your or how you want to build your business, you want to add direct mail, a website, or this, that, or the other, we have already vetted all these companies, or more specifically, our existing coaching students already have, so you can trust that these are legit companies. That is all I have for you guys today. Have a brilliant day, and remember, tomorrow's show is hosted by Tim Ventura, and he is going to be sharing with you a lot of technology secrets that all of you guys should be aware of for the sake of building your real estate businesses and taking full advantage of this incredible real estate boom that we are just in the beginning stages of. Have a wonderful day. If you need us for anything, what do? You go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. I'll speak with you tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.